This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning and welcome to Seattle Unity's online Sunday service. My name is Reverend Karen Lindvig, and I am so happy that you are joining us this morning. So I invite you to turn your attention within as we know our opening statement together, and that is, there is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. So as we breathe in this awareness, I'd also like to add the loving kindness prayer this morning as we focus on all those who have been suffering in these last couple of weeks in particular. May all beings be free from danger. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healed and well and protected. And may all beings have ease of well-being. So we send out our blessings, we send out these prayers, holding to the highest and best outworking in the world and in our lives. And it is for this awareness that we are truly grateful. Amen.
Good morning, Seattle Unity. My name is Stephanie Ann Johnson, and this first song for you is called Have a Little Faith in Me.
When you fall,
I invite you to attend Planetary Trends in the Time of COVID on Wednesday nights in October. I have been an astrologer since I was 17 years old when I first learned about it. I've been studying it ever since. And each planet represents an archetypal energy that seeks to be incorporated in the purpose of awakening. So what I want to do with this class is look at these energies that are currently at play in the world and in our personal lives so that we can understand them and welcome them in and work with these trends so that they don't trip us up, right? So it's working through with ritual and an understanding of what's the lesson that you are being called to learn right now. And what is the lesson that the world is being called to learn right now? So if you'd like more information, you can email me at revkaren@comcast.net. And you can also sign up on Brown Paper Tickets. Hope to see you there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Try that.
Lishana tova, lishana tova, lishana, lishana tova.
In English it goes,
may the sun shine warm and the rain fall soft. May the blessing of God be yours.
Try that, the sun.
May the sun shine warm and the rain fall soft. May the blessing of God be yours.
Great, lishana.
Lishana tova, lishana tova, lishana, lishana tova,
lishana,
lishana tova, lishana tova, lishana, lishana tova,
lishana,
lishana tova, lishana tova.
Social action or spiritual action? Social action requires that we engage with the conditions of our community and our world. Something within us prods us to take action to make things better. This divine discontent brings with it a personal recognition that we have the power to transform our world, or at least our little corner of it. At its highest, social action becomes spiritual action. We acknowledge the worst of times in the world and hold a vision for the best of times. Social action becomes spiritual action when we pour our light into darkness. When we pour our light into any condition or situation, we begin to see clearly what action to take. When our light illuminates the darkness, we bring a spirit of transformation to our communities and our world.
So this morning we have chosen a rain meditation for you. So in preparation for that, I invite you to just take a deep breath and to breathe in fresh, pranic, life-giving air. And so we focus on the healing waters in our rivers and streams and the healing waters in the rain. So we are open, we are receptive, and we are receiving of these blessings. Amen. So thank you for joining us once again. So Tuesday, September 22nd, is the fall equinox. And what that means is that the day is equal. There are 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. It also marks the time when the seasons begin to change, where the nights grow cooler in the northern hemisphere and the days become progressively shorter. So we're going to enter into the time of the season where it is dark. And so when it's dark this is an opportunity to stop and to ask ourselves, what do I need to do to prepare myself to go within? Now, you may be saying, what are you talking about? That's all we've been doing for the last 6 months since March is we've been going within, right? Well, the truth is we've been able to go outside in the sunshine. And for those of us that live in Seattle, we know that the dark days also bring the rain. So perhaps what we've been doing so far is simply a dress rehearsal. So the time of the equinox and the solstice, they're also turning points, not only in regards to the light and the darkness, but, you know, in a sense, they can serve as portals into other dimensions, if you will, where we can plant seeds of intention. So as we move into this season, and on Tuesday, or if you're watching this after Tuesday, do whenever, what is your intention for the next 3 months for yourself? Don't let it take you unawares. Let's be intentional about it. What are some of the rituals or things that you can schedule for yourself that will make this time more meaningful? And not only what is your intention for yourself, but what would your intention, what would your vision be for the world over the next 3 months? So I invite you to take a little bit of time on Tuesday and just to have a little meditation or write down in your journal or a poem or a song or whatever works for you to bring that energy into the conscious mind. Perhaps you want to focus on the rains or the fires quieting or the election going smoothly or kindness and compassion being the first response from ourselves and for other people. So we're entering into this season of the harvest. We're also going into the season of letting go, right? The trees are dropping their leaves. And we can ask ourselves as we see that, what can I let go of? So I'm asking you, what needs to be released from your life? And I get it. A lot of people have been releasing so many things. I actually went to a thrift store last week to drop some stuff off that has, you know, I've been going through. And there were two lines of cars. And the guy came up to me who worked there and he said, just to let you know, it's a 45-minute wait. So people have been like, you know, gathering their things and holding on to them and now they're ready to let go. But now we're moving into this season. What else is there that you can let go of? What needs to be released from your life? What needs to be released from the world, right? I think that part of letting go is accepting what is. So the fires that are raging through California and Washington and Oregon, as well as the hurricanes on the East Coast, are wake-up calls for us. The truth is, we have known for a couple of decades that we are heading for a climate crisis, and now it's here. And so this is a wake-up call. This is no longer a theory. It is what is. And perhaps we can use this equinox energy to accept where we are and surrender to a higher power. So what do I mean by that? Well, it's obvious that things are out of control. When you say weather-wise, many levels. So when things are out of control in our personal lives, some people turn to a 12-step program. And the first step in a 12-step program is to admit that you're powerless. The first step is to accept that you have a problem. I'd say we have a problem right now, right? The second step is to admit that you're powerless over that. So powerless over the alcohol or the drugs or whatever it is that you're trying to release that has damaged your life in any way. I think that right now we need to admit that we're powerless over this climate crisis, over the fires, over the hurricanes. The earth has started to show us that time is running out or already has run out. So what do I mean when I say powerless and or surrender? Because surrendering does not mean to give up, right? So I think the first step is when we acknowledge what is, you know, we go, okay, this is happening. But also part of that is to acknowledge the collective grief that's in the world right now. Over 190,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID, and worldwide over 900,000 people have lost their lives. So if that wasn't enough, and the economy and all the rest of it, we have fires which have destroyed lives and property and the forest and the air quality and animals and birds and insects. And this is a lot to take in. So the first step is to acknowledge what is. And if you're feeling grief, if you're feeling depressed, well, guess what? I think it means that you're normal. So to surrender doesn't mean to give up. You may find that it's hard to get up some days, and that's okay. But you know, if we think about it, generations before us have faced war, they have faced famine, they have faced injustice. Think about your ancestors and what they went through, and yet they somehow found the strength to survive and thrive and go on. So to surrender is, to me, to surrender to a higher power. And that is where our strength lies. Now, whether you call this higher power God or the force or divine presence or love, I think that this is kind of a master's degree where we're being asked to not just rely on ourselves, but on that presence of God within. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In unity, Christ is that presence of God within. I can do all things through that Spirit of God that dwells within me. You don't have to do it by yourself. I don't have to do it, but we do need to stop, and we need to call upon that presence within us to say, give me the strength, give me the wisdom, give me the compassion, kindness, and love to carry me through this situation. Because what is within you is greater than any outer circumstances. The Spirit of God within is greater than these fires. It is greater than the hurricanes. It is greater than any current challenge. So know that you can rise above whatever is facing you, and we can do it together. I love James Dillett Freeman's poem about this. It's called I Am There. He was Unity's Poet Laureate. And this is the energy that I'd like for us to lean on during this period of time. And he says, do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light that you see by. You cannot hear me, but I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. Only in absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as I am. Yet I am there. Yet I hear. Yet I answer. So when you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. And you can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all. And I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. So Though you fail to find me, I do not fail to find you. Though your faith in me is unsure, my faith in you never wavers, because I know you, because I love you. Beloved, I am there. I think that this is what we are being called to do, is to, when we talked last week about letting go of the ego and to rely on that presence of God, not to do things for us, but to guide us and to give us the strength and the upliftment so that we can have the courage and the strength to do what needs to be done. In a sense, we are walking through fire. And I'm going to sneeze because of the smoke. Excuse me. So what is the element of fire? And what does it represent? Fire is purification, transformation, energy. It is fury. It is passion. It is destruction. And when at the end of the year, we use fire in our burning bowl ceremony to release what was so that we can make room for what's coming next. And so in a sense, all this energy from these fires, all this energy has been released. And the question is, what comes next? As I said, previous generations have lived through some very difficult times, and Viktor Frankl was one of them. He was a Jew in the concentration camps during World War II. And he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, which has been a book that I have relied on many times throughout my life. But he said, when we are no longer able to change a situation, then we are challenged to change ourselves. So the darkness, the shorter days that are coming, give us a chance to go even deeper within ourselves and to say, how can we change? He also said that everything can be taken away from a man but one thing, and that is the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances and to choose one's way. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement from someone who was in a concentration camp where all rights and dignity was taken away from them. What he saw was that people still had an attitude that they could hold on to as they went through the horrors of the camp. So what is the attitude that you are choosing, that we are choosing? And the one that I would like to cultivate within myself and that I would like to see cultivated in the world right now is kindness and compassion. Because these qualities are healing. These qualities are what is really needed right now. So as we walk through this fire, both physical and metaphorical, may we be transformed and purified. May we burn off within ourselves all those things that need to be released and let go. State your intention for the next 3 months as you prepare to go deeper within because of the light. Get candles, get fairy lights to help create a welcoming and a warm space. Emulate the trees that are dropping its leaves and ask, what else can I let go of? And part of that is accepting what is. Because when we know what is, when we accept what is, we can move forward. And finally, and this is an important piece, and this came from Unity of Nashville, because we're moving into the solstice on Tuesday, and it's, like I said, it's a portal, it's a sacred space. If you are living in an area where ash is falling, then I invite you to collect it. And I'm going to read to you in closing from Unity of Nashville. Do not forget that the ashes falling from the sky are the remains of the pine and grass and thistle, and bear and coyote and deer and mouse and insects that could not escape. Scoop up some in a sacred manner. Take it to your altar. Offer prayers for these beings. Honor their deaths. Pray for life. Call in the rain. Remind fire that it is full. It's gobbled enough and it can rest. So may all beings be free from danger. May all beings be loved. May all beings be remembered. May all beings be mourned. May all beings be treated with kindness and compassion. So as we walk through fire, if things become too much, know that you are not alone, that I am there, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. For this awareness, and in the name and through the power of the living Spirit of Truth, we are so grateful. Amen.
Hi, I'm Debbie Ward. I know many of you from the time we spent together finding a home to honor our tapestries. And when we meet in person, I help to coordinate our wonderful and warm and welcoming team of ushers and greeters. And now we come to the time in our service where we practice our law of giving and receiving through generosity. We are grateful for your continued support of Seattle Unity. You can give by text using the number on the screen or donate through our website at seattleunity.org. I invite you to hold your gift in your heart and your mind as we affirm together. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness and receive with gratitude. We breathe that in as we dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living Spirit of Truth. May each gift return to its giver a millionfold. And so it is. Amen.
And so I invite you to join us in our closing prayer. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And we affirm this in the name and through the power of the living Spirit of Truth, and it is so.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. Shine.